Welcome once again to Mansion Inglesinis. You live in the English countryside. Do you have any pets?
Yes, Craig, I have one tabby cat called Bo, named after Bo Diddley, the jazz singer.
Right. Tell us about Bo, Innes.
Well, Bo is a bit of a rascal, as it happens. Because we live in the countryside, he does like to wander out in the fields, and he is a bit of a hunter, which is a bit unfortunate for the local wildlife, because he usually brings them home to us, rabbits, mice, a variety of birds.
Dead or alive?
Sometimes dead, but sometimes we have live birds flying around our lounge, which can be rather difficult, but it wakes you up very quickly.
So how long have you had Bo? How long has Bo lived with you?
Bo's been with us for about 3 years now. We were a bit concerned the other day, actually. He came home and he was limping. Mm-hmm. And we'd just woken up and wondered what was wrong with him. He wouldn't be picked up. And we thought at one stage that he'd been hit by a car. Mm-hmm. He had slight blood on his shoulder and, as I say, had a nasty limp. We put him into the cat box and took him to the vets. The vet said, well, we won't be able to see you for 2 to 3 hours. I said, well, I think Bo has been hit by a car. Can we see someone immediately? The veterinarians rushed around and said, oh, we didn't realise the cat had been hit by a car. And we finally went in to see the vet. The cat then came out of the box, attacked the vet,
So what was wrong with the cat? Why did the cat attack the vet?
Well, absolutely nothing. I think he just wanted some affection that morning, and he's learned that if he limps, everyone runs around after him.
And the blood?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was probably a dead rat or something. But all very embarrassing, and the vets threw us out and says, nothing wrong with your cat at all.
Did they charge you?
Unfortunately, yes.
How much?
£30.
Oh dear.
Oh dear indeed.